Hello?
Hi, this is Alex from Arizona Opinion Research. Today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. This call is quick and confidential.
Okay.
Okay. Would you prefer to take the survey in English or Spanish?
English.
All right. Do you think of yourself as a male, female, or something else?
Female.
Right. In which state do you currently reside, to be exact?
Arizona.
Okay. Are you registered to vote in Arizona?
Yes.
All right. What is the year of your birth?
1985.
Okay. All right. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
All right. What is your race?
Caucasian.
Okay. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
I guess Democrat.
Okay. Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Not a strong Democrat.
Okay. All right, next question. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel your vote has to make change on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means your vote has a lot of power.
5.
Okay. All right, next question. I know it is a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, third-party candidate.
Yeah, that would be Harris, I guess.
Okay. Next question. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Senate were held today, for whom would you vote for to be your senator? Democrat Ruben Gallego or Republican Carrie Lake?
Gallego.
Okay. Oh, it's Gallego. Okay. Here are the three statements. Please indicate which of them is closest to your own view. I personally support a person's right to abortion and believe it should be legal and available. Second statement, I am personally against abortion, but I do not believe the government should prevent someone from making that decision for themselves. Third statement, I personally believe in having an abortion is wrong and should be illegal. Which of the three would you believe with the most?
Second one.
Okay. Another question. Based on what you know now, which of the following statements do you think best describes the situation in Arizona when it comes to abortion's legality? Abortion is legal and available in all cases in Arizona. Abortion is legal and available with some restrictions in Arizona. Abortion is banned with a few exceptions in Arizona. Abortion is totally banned in Arizona.
The third one,
abortion is banned with a few exceptions. Okay. All right. How concerned are you about abortion access in Arizona? Are you not concerned at all, not very concerned, indifferent, neither concerned nor unconcerned, somewhat concerned, or very concerned?
Very concerned.
Okay. Okay. As you may know, ballot measures are proposed laws that the public votes on directly. How much have you heard about a ballot measure in your state to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion? Have you heard a lot, heard some, heard only a little, or heard nothing at all?
I've heard a little.
Okay. Next question. Based on what you know now, if the election were held today, would you vote no or yes on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion, or are you undecided, or will you not vote on the ballot measure?
I will vote yes.
Okay, vote yes. All right, here is the text of a constitutional amendment that might appear on the ballot in Arizona in the November 2024 elections. A yes vote shall have the effect of creating a fundamental right to abortion under Arizona's constitution. The state will not be able to interfere with this fundamental right before fetal viability unless it has a compelling reason and does so in the least restrictive way possible. Fetal viability means the point in the pregnancy when, in the good faith judgment of the treatment healthcare professional, the fetus has a significant likelihood of survival outside the uterus. Throughout the pregnancy, both before and after fetal viability, the state will not be able to interfere with the good faith judgment of a treating healthcare professional that an abortion is necessary to protect the life or health of the pregnant individual. The state will not be able to penalize any person for aiding or assisting a pregnant individual in exercising the right to an abortion. Now, a no vote shall have the effect of not creating a fundamental right to have an abortion under Arizona's constitution, will leave in place current laws that restrict abortion before fetal viability, and will allow the state to further restrict or ban abortion in the future. Now, after reading the ballot measure language, if the election were held today, would you vote no or yes on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion, or are you undecided, or will you not vote on the ballot measure? What would you vote? Yes or no, or undecided?
Yes.
It's still a yes? Is that what you said?
Yes, it's still a
okay.
Yes.
Sorry, okay. All right. What values are behind your current decision to vote yes on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion? Please pick the two values that best describe the values behind your decision from the following list. The first one is safety. Second is rights, equality, control over your own life, privacy, making decisions about your own body, responsibility to younger and future generations, responsibility to women, freedom, empathy. Which of the two sounds the most...
I'd say protection for the future generations and... I don't know. One of the ones about my body, my choice.
Making decisions about your own body?
Yes.
Okay. All right. That's the one. All right. Does the opportunity to vote on the abortion ballot measure in your state this November make you less or more motivated to vote, or does it make no difference in your motivation to vote?
No difference.
Makes no difference? Okay. All right, next question. If you learned a candidate for political office supported the ballot measure, would that make you less or more likely to vote for the candidate, or does it make no difference in your likelihood to vote for the candidate?
Is this for the presidential or any election?
No.
Just any candidate?
Any candidate.
I guess more likely.
Somewhat more likely to vote, or much more likely to vote for the candidate? Somewhat
much
or much more.
More?
Much more. Okay. All right. Now, this question is like the same one, but okay. Okay. If you learned a candidate for political office opposed the ballot measure, would that make you less or more likely to vote for the candidate, or does it make no difference in your likelihood to vote for the candidate?
Less likely.
All right. Much less or somewhat less likely?
Much less.
Okay. All right. To the best of your knowledge, do Democrats want abortion to be legal and accessible nationally, want a national ban on abortion without exemptions, want abortion to be illegal nationally with some exceptions, or want states to decide on their own abortion laws?
First
one, want abortion to be legal and accessible, right, nationally. Okay. Next question is for the Republicans. To the best of your knowledge, do Republicans want abortion to be legal and accessible nationally, want a national ban on abortion without exceptions, want abortion to be illegal nationally with some exceptions, or want states to decide on their own abortion laws?
Illegal with no exceptions.
Okay. Want abortion to be illegal. Wait. Want a national ban... Okay, the options were want a national ban on abortion without exceptions and want abortion to be illegal nationally with some exceptions, or want states to decide. Second one, okay, want abortion to be illegal nationally with some exceptions. Okay. How about you? Do you want abortion to be legal and accessible nationally, or want a national ban on abortion without exceptions, or want abortion to be illegal nationally with some exceptions, or want states to decide on their own abortion laws?
First one,
okay. Want abortion to be legal and accessible nationally. When thinking about who to vote for in the race for United States Senate, how important is it to you that the candidate shares your opinion on the issue of abortion? Is it very unimportant, somewhat unimportant, neutral, so neither important nor unimportant, somewhat important, very important, or a requirement. I will not vote for a candidate who doesn't share my opinion on abortion.
Very important.
Very important. Okay. Next one. When thinking about who to vote for in the race for president, so for the first one was for U.S. Senate. Now this one is president. When thinking about who to vote for in the race for president, how important is it to you that the candidate shares your opinion on the issue of abortion? Is it very important, somewhat unimportant, neutral, somewhat important, very important, or a requirement?
Very important.
Okay, next one. All right, you will now hear some information on a conservative policy agenda called Project 2025, then answer some questions on it. Okay, Project 2025 is an agenda for the next president that outlines a conservative takeover of the government through a series of policy proposals. It includes a plan to make abortion illegal and restrict access to reproductive health care by allowing the government to monitor people's pregnancies, including pregnancies that end in a miscarriage, banning abortion nationwide, banning vitro fertilization nationwide, allowing employers to deny workers access to birth control, eliminating access to medication, abortion access through the mail. Based on what you just read, how favorable or unfavorable do you feel towards the conservative policy agenda called Project 2025? Do you feel very unfavorable, somewhat unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Okay, gotcha. All right, if you learned a candidate for political office supported the Project 2025 conservative policy agenda, would that make you less likely or more likely to vote for the candidate? Does it make no difference? If you learned that a candidate for political office supported the Project 2025 conservative policy agenda, would that make you less or more likely to vote for that candidate? Or does it make no difference?
Less.
Much less or somewhat less likely to vote for the candidate?
Much less.
Okay. All right. Now, here are some statements made by people who support Republicans and oppose the abortion ballot measure. Please rate each statement on how convincing it is to vote for Republican candidates and no on the ballot measure. Okay, so this is the statement. First statement, Republicans want to protect our kids and the rights of parents, and that is what I support. The Democrats support the proposed abortion amendment, which threatens parents' rights by legalizing abortion and sex changes for minors without parental consent. So is that a very convincing reason, somewhat convincing reason, not a very convincing reason, or not a convincing reason at all?
Not a convincing reason at all.
Okay. All right, so next statement. Reasonable people can have different opinions on abortion. Democrats support this amendment, which is not what it seems and is too extreme. I am voting for Republicans who have a moderate, common-sense approach to abortion. Very convincing, somewhat convincing, not very convincing, or not convincing at all?
Not convincing at all.
All right. Thank you for your time. We're 73% through the survey. Okay, here are some statements made by people who support Democrats and the abortion ballot measure. Please rate each statement on how convincing it is to vote for Democrat candidates and yes on the ballot measure. Okay, so first statement. The next president is likely to appoint up to 3 new Supreme Court judges who will shape Supreme Court rulings on issues like abortion for generations. A Republican president and Senate could lock in a 7-2 conservative majority for decades. We need a Democrat president and senators who will appoint and confirm fair, impartial judges, not mega justices who take bribes from billionaires to attack our reproductive freedoms. So is that a very convincing reason, somewhat convincing, not a very convincing reason, or not a convincing reason at all?
Somewhat
convincing. Okay, next statement. We deserve the freedom to make our own healthcare decisions, including decisions about abortion. Republicans are trying to take away our reproductive freedoms, which is why I'm voting yes on the abortion measure and for Democrats who will protect our freedoms. Very convincing, somewhat convincing, not very convincing. Somewhat. Okay. Next statement. Every person's life and pregnancy has their own unique circumstances. Decisions about abortion should stay between people and their doctors, not unqualified politicians. That's why I'm voting yes on the measure and for Democrats who believe the government should not interfere in healthcare decisions. Very convincing. Okay. All right. Next question. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, How much do you feel your vote has to make change on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power.
5
still? Okay. All right. I know it is a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump,
Harris.
Third party candidate Harris?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, 78% complete. If the election were held today, would you vote no or yes on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion, or are you undecided, or will you not vote on the ballot measure?
Voting yes.
Okay. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Senate were held today, for whom would you vote for to be your senator, Democrat Ruben Gallego or Republican Kerry Lake?
Gallego.
Okay. All right. So, for statistics, what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Master's degree.
All right. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Okay. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you consider yourself 1, heterosexual or straight, 2, lesbian or gay,
yes.
3,
heterosexual.
Heterosexual?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
Biden.
Joe Biden, the Democrat. Okay. Last year, all right, this should be the last question. Last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
I think it was like 185.
Okay, 185. All right. Okay, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation.
You bet.
All right, thank you so much. You have a great night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. So nice. So nice. Another one. Another one.